弟兄姊妹，在我交通之前，我们先一同来读一些主的话。
Brothers and sisters, before I give the message, let's read a few of God's words.
请弟兄姊妹打开以斯拉记。
Let's turn to the book of Ezra.
旧约以斯拉记。
Old Testament, the book of Ezra.
以斯拉记第七章
Ezra chapter 7
第七章第一节
Verse 1
这是以后波斯王亚达薛西年间有个以斯拉好我就读这样
Now after this, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, the son of Seraiah.
然后我们看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
中文的愿意读，我们一起来啊。先读，这以斯拉从巴比伦上来，他是敏捷的文士，通达耶和华以色列神所赐摩西的律法书。王允准他一切所求的，是因耶和华他神的手帮助他。
This Ezra went up from Babylonia. He was a scribe skilled in the law of Moses that the Lord, the God of Israel, had given, and the king granted him all that he asked, for the hand of the Lord his God was on him.
然后我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
以斯拉定制考究，遵行耶和华的律法。又将律例典章教训以色列人。
For Ezra has set his heart to study the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach his statutes and the rules in Israel.
然后我们读二十七节。
And verse 27.
以斯拉说：“耶和华我们列祖的神是应当称颂的，因他使王起这心意修饰。”耶路撒冷耶和华的殿
Blessed be the Lord, the God of our fathers, who put such a thing as this into the heart of the king to beautify the house of the Lord that is in Jerusalem.
你看这个修饰这个字啊，英文翻得比较好，叫 beautify, 美化神的殿。
The beautify this term has been more better used in the English translation in beautifying the temple of the Lord.
然后我们请看第九章。
And let's turn to chapter 9.
第九章第一节到第四节。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
这事做完了，众首领来见我，说以色列民和祭司并利未人，没有离绝迦南人、赫人、比利洗人、耶布斯人、亚门人、摩亚人、埃及人、亚摩利人，人效法这些国的民。行可憎的事，因他们为自己的儿子娶了这些外邦女子为妻，以致圣洁的种类和这些国的民混杂，而且首领和官长在这世上为罪魁。我一听见这事，就撕裂衣服和外袍，拔了头发和胡须，惊惧忧闷而坐。凡为以色列神言语战惊的人，都因这被掳归回之人所犯的罪，聚集到我这里来，我就惊惧忧闷而坐，直到献晚祭的时候。
After these things have been done, the officials approached me and said, "The people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the peoples of the lands with their abominations." From the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites. For they have taken some of their daughters to be wives for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy race had mixed itself with the peoples of the lands. And in this faithlessness, the hand of the officials and chief men has been foremost. As soon as I heard this, I tore my garment and my cloak and pulled hair from my head and beard and sat appalled.And all who tremble at the words of the God of Israel because of the faithlessness of the returned exiles gathered around me while I sat appalled until the evening sacrifice.
第十章
Chapter 10
第一节
Verse 1
以斯拉祷告认罪哭泣俯伏在神殿前的时候有以色列中的男女孩童聚集到以斯拉那里成了大会众民无不痛哭
While Ezra prayed and made confession weeping and casting himself down before the house of God a very great assembly of menwomen and children gathered to him out of Israel, for the people wept bitterly.
第三节
Verse 3.
现在当与我们的神立约，休这一切的妻，离绝他们所生的，照着我主和那因神命令暂禁之人所议定的，按律法而行。
Therefore, let us make a covenant with our God to put away all these wives and their children, according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those who tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law.
第十二节
Verse 12.
会众都大声回答说，我们必照着你的话行。
Then all the assembly answered with a loud voice, It is so, we must do as you have said.
第十六节和十七节
Verse 16 and 17
被掳归回的人如此而行祭司以斯拉和些族长按着宗族都指名建派在十月初一日一同在做查办这事到正月初一日才查清娶外邦女子的人数
Then the returned exiles did so. Ezra the priest selected men, heads of fathers' houses, according to their fathers' houses, each of them designated by name. On the first day of the 10th month, they sat down to examine the matter, and by the first day of the first month, they had come to the end of all the men who had married foreign women. Let's look at two other parts in the New Testament.
提摩太前书第三章
1 Timothy chapter 3,
第十五节
verse 15.
提摩太前书第三章十五节
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15
倘若我单言日久你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行这家就是永生神的教会真理的柱石和根基
If I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and buttress of the truth.
希伯来书第八章
Book of Hebrews, chapter
8, 第十节
verse 10,
和十一节
and 11.
希伯来书第八章第十和十一节
Hebrews, chapter 8, 10 and 11.
主又说那些日子以后我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样我要将我的律法放在他们里面写在他们心上我要做他们的神他们要做我的子民他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说你该认识主因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我好我们的圣经就暂时读这些
For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of IsraelAfter those days, declares the Lord, I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach each one of his neighbors and each one of his brothers, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. And this will conclude our reading of the passage.
我们昨天晚上已经和弟兄姊妹说过啊。
Yesterday night we already talked about
在创世以前
before all the creation,
神为着他儿子所定了一个荣耀的旨意。
For his precious son, he had made a commandment.
这里面有两个重要的思想。
There are two important aspects.
一个是家。
One is house.
一个是国。
And the other is the kingdom.
啊，我们知道，神要在这个宇宙中首先建立他的家。
In this universe, God wants to first settle and create his house.
然后让他的国能够被彰显出来。
And so that his kingdom may be revealed.
在旧约圣经的里面
In the Old Testament,
最代表神家的就是那个圣殿。
The Holy Temple most symbolizes God's house.
那么在新约时代中
And in the New Testament,
教会就是神的家。
The church is God's house.
所以神在旧约时候呢，把这个心意呢，托付给以色列人。
In the Old Testament, God put this will into the hearts of the Israelites.
那么到了新约时代
And in the New Testament,
神就是把这个重要的心意托付给教会。
And God gave this will to the church.
我们是神的儿女。
We are God's children.
我们是天父的儿女。
We are Abba Father's children.
我们称神为父亲。
We call him our father.
我们是神家中的人。
We are members of his house.
所以我们必须知道弟兄姊妹们教会是神的家。
So we must know that the church is God's house.
教会不是一个宗教组织。
The church is not a religious organization.
教会是神的家。
The church is God's house.
你我都是家人。
We are all families.
我们知道神要住在他百姓的当中
that God will live among his people.
这个心意是非常的荣耀
This will is so glorious.
但是我们晓得在旧约时代中啊
But we know that in the Old Testament,
以色列人呢屡次就让神失败
The Israelites continuously failed God.
我们昨天晚上讲了
We spoke about it yesterday.
多少次神好像那个父亲呢被赶出家
How many times the father has been driven out of his house?
但是神并不灰心
But God was, did not give up.
神也不放弃
He did not abandon.
所以呢，每一次失败完，神就再恢复。
So after every failure, God recovers.
失败完再恢复。
After every failure, He recovers.
一直到旧约最后一段历史。
All the way until the end of the history.
以色列人经历一个大的失败。
The Israelites suffered a great failure.
神叫他们被掳到巴比伦七十年。
The Israelites were enslaved for 70 years.
但是七十年之后呢
？And after 70 years.
你看神的心意仍旧不改变。
God's will had not changed.
神就呼召一般人回来重建这个耶路撒冷，重建圣殿。
And He called upon the people to rebuild the holy temple in Jerusalem.
我们就知道从永远到永远
，for eternity.
神这个心意他一直坚持的。
That God's will was did not change.
很可惜，今天在地上很多神的儿女们并不明白神的心意。
It's such a pity that many children of God does not understand God's will.
很多人呢把教会当作是一个宗教团体。
Many people see the church as a religious organization.
我们好像有个宗教信仰。
We have sort of this religious belief.
每个礼拜天我们在这里来敬拜 来有个宗教活动。
And every Sunday we come to worship or have a religious activity.
没有多少神的儿女们能感觉到这是神的家。
Not many children can feel that this is God's house.
没有多少人知道这个教会是神的家。
Not many can understand that this is God's house.
我想弟兄姊妹，神给我们每个人都有家，对不对
？I believe that God gave all of us a house.
我们都爱我们自己的家。
We all love our own house at home.
我们都为我们自己的家人。
And we think about our families.
但是呢，关于教会呢，好像我们这个家的意念很淡。
But for church, our belief in the house is very thin.
甚至很多人根本不感觉，不知道教会是神的家。
And some people might not even know that the church is God's house.
我们没有明白神的心意。
We did not understand His will.
我们知道神在世界上。传福音，传福音是什么意思啊
？We know that God has spread His gospel in this world.
我们说是拯救罪人，对不对
？It's for the salvation of sinners.
实在呢，传福音的意思就把神的儿女叫回家。
But gospel is the calling of His children back to His house.
你知道，每一次传福音，哎呀，我们传福音几个人举手觉知的很高兴。
But every time when we spread the gospel and some believe, we rejoice.
我们觉得救了几个罪人。
We think that we have saved a few sinners.
不，在神来看，神是呼召神的儿女回家了。
In God's eyes, is the calling of His children back to His house.
我们知道今天神的儿女散居在这个世界的里面。
We know that God's children have been scattered around this world.
神借着他的儿子成全救恩。
Through His Son, we have to call His children back to His house.
所以我们就传福音，就是叫大家回家。
So when we spread the gospel, it's the calling of His children back to Him.
弟兄姊妹们，所以圣经告诉我们，有一个罪人悔改，就有一个人回家，天上的父都很高兴。
In the Bible tells us that when one sinner repents, the whole heaven rejoices.
像我们一样，我们儿女有的时候他们出去读书很久，一年没回来。
Like many of our children, when they go on to college and they never come back.
每次他回来，我们就多高兴的，父母高兴的不得了，对不对
？But once they come back, as parents, we rejoice.
小孩放假了，回家他也很高兴。
They're on a vacation and they came back home. We're so happy.
弟兄姊妹们，当神的儿女回家的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when children
come back, 天父的心是何等的欢喜。
How happy is our Father?
所以教会需要传福音。
So the church needs to spread the gospel.
要把神的儿女都叫回来。
To call back His children.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
那么神把人救回来干什么呢
？Why did God save the people?
建立他的家。
To build His house.
所以我们得救之后做什么？
So after we are saved, what should we do?
我们不是以后就开始加圣经做礼拜？
It's not just we go to church.
听听道。
And listen to a few sermons.
看见奉献箱丢两个。
And offer up our tithes into the tithe box.
我们就觉得我们做了好基督徒了。
And we think that we are a good Christian now.
尽了基督徒的责任了。
We have done our responsibilities.
No, 弟兄姊妹，不对的。
It's not so.
神把我们救回来是要在这里建立神的家。
God saved us so that we may rebuild His house.
因为神要住在我们中间。
Because He wants to live among us.
他要把他的祝福带来。
And to bring His blessings.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
看看今天整个基督教的光景。
If you look at the state of the church today,
有多少神的儿女们有这样的一个心愿呢
？How many of His children have this sort of will?
有这样的认识呢
？Have this understanding?
就像以色列人被掳一样。
Just like the Israelites who were exiled.
今天我们能感觉到。整个基督教都是被掳的。
We can feel like all Christians are enslaved.
那么当时他们这帮被掳的人
，When they were enslaved,
七十年后
，After the 70 years,
神没有忘记要建立他的家。
God did not forget that He wants to build His house.
所以神就呼召人回去耶路撒冷建造圣殿。
So God called His people back to Jerusalem to build the temple.
结果用了一个外邦的君王来做这个事情。
And it was through the works of a foreign king.
结果回去的人呢少数。
And the people who returned was few.
弟兄姊妹们。这对我们是一个很重要的提醒啊
！Brothers and sisters, this is such an important reminder.
今天呢，神的儿女千千万万
，There are millions of God's children.
但是真正听见神的呼召的人，人就是少数啊
！But those who heard His calling were few.
但愿今天在座的弟兄姊妹
，I hope that those who are in the audience today，
我们是听见神呼召的人
，That we can hear, that we are people who can hear His calling.
请我们记得，神呼召我们做什么
？Let's remember why did He call us.
建造神的家
so that we can build His house.
就像那班被掳的人神呼召他们回去做什么
Just like those who were enslaved, why did God call upon them?
重建圣殿
To rebuild the holy temple.
所以他们就把他们的家也丢了所有事情都丢了听从神的命令
So they left their house and everything they had to obey God's commandment.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
昨天晚上我们已经讲了
Yesterday we spoke about
这班人他们回到了耶路撒冷。
These people returned to Jerusalem.
他们在那里呢，同心建造神的殿。
And in unity, they rebuilt God's
temple. 虽然回去的人很少啊。
Even though there were very few people who returned.
他们的那个财物也很少。
And they have few wealth.
所以他们能建造的圣殿呢，远赶不上所罗门的那个殿。
So the temple they built were not in comparison to the one Solomon built.
但是呢，他们在建造神殿的事情上面呢。每一样事情都符合于神的原则。
But in the matter of building the temple, they were in line with God's will.
所以神的心非常欢喜。
So God rejoiced.
所以弟兄姊妹，这一段的历史。
So brothers and sisters, this part of history.
我们晓得是旧约最末了的历史。
This is the end parts of the
history. 这个末了的历史，正是对今天末后时代的教会重要的一个启示。
It also reflects the revelation of this end times church state.
他们建造圣殿的那许多的原则
，the principle of building the holy temple，
都是我们今天建造教会的原则。
Reflects the principles of building the church today，
或者是把教会建造成为神家的原则。
To the principle of building the church as God's house。
所以我们昨天讲了几个重要的点。
And we spoke about a few key points yesterday.
第一个，他们回来的众人如同一人。
The first is that those who returned were in oneness.
他们每个人回来都知道。
All of them knows that.
我们是要建造圣殿。
We are here to build the holy temple.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天我们蒙恩得救了。
We are saved today.
我们在座弟兄姊妹
，Those who are in audience，
我们都有这样的心吗
？We all have this sort of.
我们都能够认识说，我们在这里聚会就是为了建造神的家。
To know that we are here in this meeting to build God's house.
我们众人都有这个意念吗
？We all have this mind.
如果有这个意念，就宝贵了。
Then it will be very precious.
弟兄姊妹们，他们不仅众人如同一人。
Not that they were just in oneness.
并且他们在原有的根基上面筑坛。
But on the original foundation, they built the altar.
他们确确实实的愿意背起十字架。
They truly want to take up the burden of the cross.
他们愿意弃绝自己。
And they have given up on themselves.
愿意奉献自己。
To offer themselves up.
好叫神的家能得到建立。
So that His house may be built.
我想，如果我们都很自私啊。
If we are all selfish.
都以自己为中心啊。
And we center ourselves.
在教会里面只顾自己啊。
And in the church, we only care about ourselves.
神的家不可能建造。
How can God's house be built?
所以弟兄姊妹们需要背起十字架。
So we need to take up the cross.
需要把自己奉献给主。
To consecrate ourselves.
好叫神能用我们一同来建造他的家。
So that God may use us to build up His house.
不仅这样。
And not just so.
他们还在那立了一个很重要的根基。
The Israelites laid an important foundation.
神的家有个重要的根基。
And foundation for God's house.
我也希望弟兄姊妹记得。
I hope that brothers and sisters
这个根基唯一的根基就是基督。
This foundation is Christ.
我们只能建造在基督的身上。
We can only build upon the body of Christ.
所以除了基督之外。
Besides Christ,
没有别的根基。
There's no other foundation.
我们不是跟随任何人的。
We are not following anyone else.
我们也不是跟随任何的传统的。
We're not following any other culture.
我们也不是跟随任何的真理的解释的。
We're not following any other truth.
也不是跟随任何的经历的。
We're not following any other experience.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的根基是建造在基督的身上。
Our foundation is built upon the body of Christ.
所以你看，当初他们回来建造圣殿的时候，
So when they returned to build the holy temple,
这个意念非常的清楚。
This purpose was very clear.
所以这对我们今天来讲是非常重要的一个提醒。
So it's a very important reminder for us today.
但是我们看见了，
But we see that,
那么他们把圣殿外面建造起来了，
When they built the outside of the church,
神的心还不能满足的，
God was not satisfied.
所以因此有第二批的归回。
There was a second returning.
在以斯拉记第七章有记载的第二批人的归回。
In Ezra chapter 7, it records the second returning of.
这第二批人归回做什么呢？
What were they doing for the second?
因为最重要的一件事情。
The most important thing.
就是以斯拉把律法带回来了。
Ezra brought back the law.
还有以斯拉不仅带回律法。
Not only did he bring back the law.
他还带回了以色列人的历史，历代志上下。
He brought back all the history.
这个历代志。
Oh, the Chronicles.
Chronicles, 对，这个历代志呢，这是一本重要的历史书。
The Chronicles was an important history book.
那我们知道呢，这个律法呢
，We know that the law
就是神的家法。
It is His statutes.
神的家是有家法的。
God's house have His statutes.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
神的家是一个有秩序的地方。
God's house is an orderly place.
那么神的家里面呢，也有侍奉祭司们的一个建立。
In God's house, there are the priests who serve.
所以这个历代志呢，就把大卫年间这个祭司的体系的那个安排呢，那么带回到耶路撒冷。
In the Chronicles, it describes in David's time the orders and the structures of the priestly service.
那么我们知道，在这个第二批归回的时候，
In the second returning,
也是神呢感动当时的君王。
God also moved the king at that time.
很奇妙的，这个君王忽然动了个心意啊。
Miraculously, the king's heart was moved.
他就把以斯拉找来。
He called Ezra.
他说：“以斯拉。”
He said, Ezra.
你要回去。
You have to go back.
你要把律法带回去。
You have to bring back the law.
你要回去啊，重新修饰神的殿。
You have to go back and beautify God's temple.
你知道这已经过了很长的年日了。
You know that it has been a long time that has passed.
那么神，这个君王忽然动了这么一个心，叫以斯拉回去。
This king suddenly had moved, was moved in his heart to call Ezra back.
叫他回去修饰圣殿。
To call him back to beautify the temple.
就是回去美化圣殿。
To beautify the temple.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们知道我们的神是要住在荣耀里面的。
We know that our God dwells in glory.
他所居住非常的华美。
His dwelling is beautiful.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
所以弟兄姊妹们。我们不要以为呢，随便弄个什么东西给神住就可以了。
Let's not so casually build something for God to live in.
今天我们的会所也不错，但是神不要住在这里。
Our sanctuary is pretty well today, but God will not want to live in.
神要把你我这些人都弄成美丽。
God wants to beautify all of us.
都你把这弄成荣耀。
To make us all glorified.
所以就住在我们中间。
So that He may live among us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so、brothers,
这个修饰啊，原文有 glorify 的意思，也有 beautify 的意思。
So the term has both two meanings, glorify and beautify.
所以神不仅把这个外面的这个情形弄起来了。
So not only the outside was built.
不仅在传福音啊，带了很多人回来了。
Not just through gospel that He called His children back.
神还要把它弄成美丽。
But also to beautify the.
怎么把它弄成美丽呢？
So how do we beautify it?
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们知道，神就是要借着他的律法。
God wants to use His law.
要带进一个秩序。
To bring back order.
神的家是有秩序的地方。
God's house has order.
是有规矩的地方。
It has rules.
这个我们知道，这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is an important thing.
你仔细读圣经啊。
If you read the Bible carefully.
你看见我们的神呢，也可以说是按律行事的神。
You can see that God works according to His rules.
According to his law.
According to his law.
那照着他的律行事的。
By his law, he works.
弟兄姊妹们，神在这个宇宙中啊，创造了很多的律。
In this universe, he created many laws.
那么神就按着律行事。
And by his laws, he works.
那么在他的家中呢，也有他的律。
And in his house, he has his laws.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
我们感谢神呢。
We thank the Lord.
因为神按照他的律行事。
Because he works according to his laws.
所以我们看见这个整个宇宙很稳定。
So in this universe, it is very stable.
你要知道。这个整个宇宙的运行啊，星际的运行啊，能够运行的这么样的规律，是因为什么？神用律控制的。
The functions of the constellation and the universe is very stable.
我们知道这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
因为有这个律啊。
By this law.
我们晓得才有今天地上所谓的科学啊。
We know that there is science in this world.
什么叫做科学啊？
What is science?
科学就是在神创造里面发现很多律。
To find a law among God's creation.
是吧？今天我们科学家发现了这些律之后啊。
After the scientists discovered these laws.
就给我们生活带来了很多的方便。
It brings us many conveniences in our life.
飞机可以在天上飞。
The airplanes can fly in the sky.
我们这个手机啊，这可以通行全世界。
And cell phones can connect all around the world.
因为这都有一个 law 在里面的。
Because there is law in this world.
这科学家就懂了，对不对？
And the scientists understand.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天呢，在神的家里面也是有律的。
In God's house, there is also laws.
那么因为有律的缘故
，Because there are laws,
教会里面。神的家中就会产生一定的规矩。
So there can be order in God's house.
那么我们知道呢，神创造律。
We know that God created the laws.
神也按律而行。
And he works by them.
但是我们知道圣经中告诉我们，神不受他自己的律的约束。
We know that God is not restrained by his laws.
神在律之上。
He is above the laws.
所以圣经中有很多神迹啊。
So there are many miracles in the Bible.
我们知道这个神迹呢是高过这些自然律的。
We know that these miracles are unexplained by nature.
Natural law. 但是它并不破坏自然律。
But it does not destroy the nature's law.
所以神创造律。
So God creates the laws.
神遵循律。
He abides by them.
神自己不会破坏律。
And he does not destroy them.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
教会是一个有秩序的地方
The church is an orderly place
很重要
It is important
保罗在这个哥林多前书在哥罗西书里面都讲到
Paul wrote in the book of Colossians
我们中国人中文把它翻成说循规蹈矩
In Chinese to seek order and rules
对它原文就是 order
The original text is order
就是一个秩序就是一个等次
There are structures and levels.
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得今天这个秩序是很非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know that order is important.
如果这个宇宙没有秩序，那就乱了。
If there is an order, the universe will be chaotic.
这个世界生活没有秩序也乱了。
The life in this world will be chaotic.
这个社会最怕就秩序大乱，对不对啊
？And the society fears the most is chaos.
所以弟兄姊妹们，但是呢，我们知道。怎么样才能有秩序呢
？But how can we have order？
这个秩序来自权柄。
It comes from authority。
这个权柄呢，来自神的话。
And the authority comes from God's words。
所以神把他的话带来了。
So God bring in His words。
神的权柄在这里。
And so is His authority。
他就在这里定下一定的秩序。
And He set His orders here。
我们有很多时候啊。我们一讲这个规矩，我想这个年轻的孩子们最不喜欢。
Many times when we talk about rules, the youth doesn't like the rules.
整天呢，妈妈就爸爸妈妈叫我们守规矩，老师叫我们守规矩，烦得很。
The parents give set rules, and even the teachers set rules.
就跑到教会里面来又要守规矩。
And when you come to church, you have to abide in rules as well.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道神的规矩跟人的规矩不一样。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know that God's rules and men's rules are different.
人的规矩是个死板的东西。
Men's rules are dead.
神的规矩是生命的东西。
But God's rules is something that is about life.
所以在希伯来书里面，神就这样说。
So in the book of Hebrews, God says.
从前呢，这个规矩是写在石板上。
The rules were written on tablets.
但是现在呢， 律法写在我们里面的。
But now the laws are engraved on our hearts.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
啊，今天基督徒不是守外面的规矩。
That we do not follow the rules on the outside.
守里面的规矩。
But we follow the rules that are inside.
当你能守里面的规矩。
When we follow the rules inside.
你自然外面就规矩了。
Obviously the rules on the outside
will be followed. 这个是不一样的。
It's not the same.
并且这个规矩不是难守的。
It's not hard to follow
the rules. 因为有圣灵在你里面。
When the Holy Spirit is in you.
圣灵在里面会带领你的。
The Holy Spirit will lead you.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
所以我们知道呢，当神的家有秩序的时候。
When there is order in God's house.
神家就自然显出个美丽。
And naturally it will be beautified.
所以呢，以斯拉把律法带回来。
So when Ezra brought back the law.
那么就是为什么呢？就是为要美化神的殿。
It is for the purpose of beautifying His temple.
所以在神的家中
，So in God's house，
神的话是非常重要的一件事情。
God's words is very important.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
今天在新约的时代中
，In the time of the New Testament，
保罗呢对提摩太说啊
，Paul wrote to Timothy，
他说：“倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。”
In times past, you will. Times past long enough, you will know what to do in God's house.
什么叫做在神的家中当怎知道怎样行呢
？How should we act in God's house?
就是怎么样能够按照神的律来行事。
And is to do what is set by God's laws.
啊，每个基督徒在神的家中都要知道。
Every Christian in God's house should know.
我们知道教会的规矩是神定的。
Our church's rule are set by God.
不是人定规矩。
They are not set by man.
2000年教会历史。
2000 years of Christian
history. 很多人喜欢给教会定规矩。
Many people like to set rules for church.
你按照你的心，按照你的经验。
By your own purpose and your own experience.
那是不行的。
That is not so.
神有他的规矩。
God has His rules.
所以我们要怎么知道神的规矩呢
？So how can we know God's rules?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你就必须要熟读圣经。
You have to read the Bible.
圣经这本书就是神的律法书。
The Bible is the book of law, God's law.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
那么那个王为什么叫以斯拉回去呢
？Why did the king tell Ezra to go back?
圣经就记载说。
The Bible says,
原来以斯拉是一个熟读律法又遵行律法的人。
Ezra was well versed and proficient in the law of the Lord.
哦，圣经呢称他为 describe， 这那文士。
He was Ezra was a scribe.
或者他是称作他是敏锐的文士。
He was nimble.
他是一个ready scribe.
Oh, he was a scribe who was ready.
他熟读神的话语。
He was well versed and proficient.
我常常感觉今天我们神的儿女啊。
I feel that many children of God.
我们最大今天的最大的难处是什么呢
？Our hardest difficulty is.
不是主的话不读。
It's not that we don't read His word.
你不熟。
But you're just not familiar with it.
没有把它读透。
You are not well versed.
对吧？你没有读透啊。
You have not read it completely.
就好像我们今天煮食物一样的。
It's just like cooking food today.
煮了个半生不熟的。
It is not cooked. It's raw.
很难吃啊。
Will not be tasty.
有些东西你要煮烂了，煮熟了就好吃了。
Some food you have to cook it completely and thoroughly.
难怪我们今天呢，那弟兄姊妹在一起交通的时候，我们都把那个半生不熟的东西拿出来分，不太好吃，对不对
？And when we meet, if we bring out food that is not completely cooked, of course it will not be good tasting.
因为今天呢，人没有能够下功夫好好的读圣经。
Because man does not spend enough effort reading God's word.
我们不是不读，我们不熟。
It's not that we don't read. It's just that we don't read it enough.
真的，这些年呢，我实在有个感觉。
I have this feeling for the past few years.
真正能把圣经读熟的人很少。
There's very few people who can read the Bible completely.
几个年长的弟兄。
There are a few elderly brothers.
哎呀，我很喜欢听他们交通。
I like to talk with them.
因为他们能把那个熟透了的话，那么来分享。
They are well versed in their in Bible.
听起来里面真是满足啊。
And when you listen to it, you're
享受。
And it's enjoyment,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
所以呢，你要需要熟读圣经。
You have to read the Bible well.
对青年弟兄姊妹来讲的话呢
，to younger brothers and sisters.
第一件事你就要读啊。
The first thing you have to do is to read.
今天呢，不人不是半生半熟，他根本不读啊。
It's not that they are not well versed, but some people can't read.
所以这个神的话摆在我们手中，好像跟生米一样，根本还没煮呢。
When God, if God's word is placed on their lap,
你怎么拿出来给人家吃呢？对不对
？It's almost as it's raw rice.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
我这些年呢，常常有时候碰见青年弟兄姊妹。
From the past few years, when I meet younger brothers,
对教会不满意。
They're not satisfied with the church.
他们批评这个，他们要推翻一些传统的事物。
They criticize the church and they want to revoke some of the traditions.
所以他们有时候跑来找我交通。
And they come to me and said,
我就问他
and ask him,
我说弟兄，你圣经读了几遍呢？
Brother, how many times have you read the Bible?
他就不好意思说，我一遍都还没读完。
And he was ashamed. He said, not even one time.
哇，我说你圣经一遍都没读完，就敢讲教会了。
And I said, wow, you have not read the Bible once yet, yet you are criticizing the church.
我说呢，我在大学读书时二十几岁的时候啊。
When I was in my 20s and I was in my college.
我圣经至少都读了二三十遍。
I already read the Bible more than 20 times.
我说呢。你先去把圣经读个二十遍，然后我们再来谈教会。
I suggest him that he should go back and read the Bible 20 times, then we can talk about the church.
不然你够什么资格来谈教会呢？
Now, what qualifies you to criticize the church?
我说你这样对我也不公平啊。
Then you will not be even fair to me.
我圣经读了二三十遍。
I read it
20, 你一遍都没读。
And you haven't even read it once.
我们两个怎么谈呢？
Now how can we talk with each other?
对不对啊？今天弟兄姊妹，这是普遍的难处。
It is a very common thing, a common difficulty.
很多弟兄姊妹都不读圣经啊。
Many brothers does not read the Bible.
我曾经有碰过一个圣徒。
I met the saint once.
他跟我讲说，圣经，你看我的圣经好新啊。
He told me that how new is his Bible.
他说呢，已经十年了。
For more than decades.
我说你把这个圣经保持得那么新干嘛？
Why are you keeping this Bible in such a good condition?
你十年就要读破几本圣经。
You better read it a couple times already.
哈，我说你看我的圣经的读，本来这么厚都读成这么厚了。
Look at my Bible. It used to be this thin, now it's this thick.
他呢，每次就夹着圣经来做礼拜，然后呢，小小心心的保护，回家就放到书架上。
He always brings his Bible carefully to the church and always carefully put it back when he goes back home.
神没有叫你这样去保护圣经。
God didn't tell you to be so
careful. 你要读啊。
You have to read it.
弟兄姊妹，今天呢需要好好的读圣经。
We need to attentively read His Word.
我们晓得从十八世纪开始
，We know that starting from the 18th century,
教会在地上有个大的复兴。
There was a great revival of church.
那个被称作弟兄运动啊。
It's almost
restroom movement.
Restroom movement.
哎，他们最大的特色就是怎么读圣经。
The greatest key point was reading the Bible.
他们有三个口号很好啊。
There were three slogans.
啊，他们的口号第一个是什么 ？Back to the beginning.
The first slogan.Was back to the beginning.
回到起初。
Back to the beginning.
Back to the Bible.
Back to the Bible.
回到圣经里。
Back to the Bible.
Back to the body.
And back to the body.
回到身体的里面。
Back to the body.
中间有一个很重要的是 back to the Bible.
One of the important thing was back to the Bible.
哇，也是就大批的弟兄姊妹们就开始努力读圣经。
There was a great mass of brothers and sisters who began to read the Bible.
所以这两三百年过来
，So the past 200, 300 years,
圣经大量的亮光被开启出来了。
And the Bible was greatly discovered.
哎呀，他们那个读圣经是用功啊。
And they spent great efforts in reading the Bible.
他们呢花了多少的精力在圣经上面
？And how much effort they have spent on the Bible?
啊，我想我今天不需要去详细的说明。
I don't think I have to go into it in detail.
弟兄姊妹，因着这一班弟兄姊妹们，这弟兄们这样的读圣经
，through these brothers and sisters, and how much effort they spent in reading the Bible.
我曾经呢买的有一本书啊。
I once purchased this book.
啊，那本书呢是讲到弟兄运动中的100个弟兄。
That book talk about 100 brothers from the event.
都是大读圣经的人。
They all read the Bible greatly.
他那个名字叫 The Chief Among the Brethren.
They were called the Chief Among the Brethren.
那些在弟兄中做领袖的。
They were leaders among the brothers.
弟兄姊妹们，个个圣经都是非常的熟。
Each one of them were well versed in the Bible.
个个都是很多的著作。
Each one of them spent a lot of work.
哎呀，他们那个从圣经里面摘出的亮光写出来的书多得不得了啊！
The light from the Bible was revealed.
一时之间，教会变得丰富起来了。
And the church became abundant.
教会变得美丽起来了。
The church was beautified.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so、sisters,
我们需要读圣经。
We need to read the Bible.
啊，所以这个风气后来传到中国。
And this event was spread to China.
传到印度。
And spread to India.
所以印度的巴克逊弟兄。
And this brother Bakshin from India.
啊，那么中国的尼托生弟兄。
And Watchman Nee from China.
都是大读圣经的人。
They all read the Bible.
And
were well versed.
我也是碰见这个巴克逊弟兄。
I once met this brother Bakshin.
我见到他。
And I met him.
我知道他的故事。
I know his stories.
他说很奇妙。
He said it was a miracle.
他说我一得救啊。
Once I was saved.
那天晚上我就读主的话。
And that night I read the Lord's words.
他说我一读读了13个钟头。
And once I started, I read it for 13 hours.
得救头一天呢，把圣经就读了13个钟头。
The first night he was saved, he read it for 13 hours.
从那个时候开始，就爱慕主的话语。
And he admired the Lord's words.
哎呀，他的圣经熟到一个地步啊，这个连旧约圣经都是 verse by verse 的这样子来记的。
He was so proficient that he knows the old Testament, verse by verse.
我记得那个时候参加他的特会。
And I went to his special meeting.
哇，你在特会里面就听见弟兄姊妹的翻圣经的声音，啪啦啪啦啪啦啪啦，怎么翻呢
？And at the meeting, you can hear how fast he
来不及翻
了。And you cannot catch up.
哦，他说耶利米书第几章第几节，啪啪啪，然后以赛亚书第几章第几节，他翻了翻翻。
He said there was the book of Jeremiah and there was Isaiah and everyone was flipping their Bible.
我有次我特别把它记一下。
And I one time I tried to record it.
那一堂聚会的翻了40处的圣经。
We flipped through many sections.
Forty times.
Forty times throughout the Bible.
你就整堂聚会都听见他翻圣经。
The whole congregation can hear him flipping through the
Bible. 我那个时候都以为我自己圣经还蛮熟的。
I thought I was familiar with the Bible.
但是就跟不上。
But I was not catching up.
哎呀，之快啊！
He was fast.
你刚刚翻到那里，他又另外一节出来了。
Once you flip to one section, he was already on to the next.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们的弟兄花了多少的功夫读圣经
？How much effort my this brother spent in reading God's word？
哎呀，我很羡慕啊。
I admire him.
那个时候我有点爱主的心。
I have a love for God.
想好好读圣经。
I want to read God's word.
所以我就问他。
So I go up and ask him.
我说弟兄，你圣经怎么读的
？So brother, how do you read your Bible？
怎么能会读成这个样子的
？How can it be in such state？
那时候我很年轻啊。
I was very young back then.
那么他就摸摸我的头。
And he pat my head.
他说：“我告诉你很简单。”
He said, "I'll tell you something very simple."
啊，我说怎么样读啊
？So how do you read it?
他说：“你每天呢，跪在那里读。”
He said, "Every day you kneel down and read it."
跪着读圣经。
This is how he does it.
我说就是这样吗
？Is it just so?
他说就这样。
So this is how I do it.
哦哟，他真的是那么爱慕主。
This is how much he loved.
所以在印度带进大的复兴
，and he brought great revival.
成千上万的弟兄姊妹受他的影响
，thousands were influenced by him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，so brothers and sisters,
你弟兄在中国也是一样
，so is brother Watchman in China.
影响多少弟兄姊妹们起来读圣经
？How many people he influenced to read God's words?
但是今天的教会里面这个味道已经没有了
，but in today's time in churches it was not so.
这个风气没有了
，the condition is no longer as so.
Enough.那个味道没有了。
It's not the same taste.
实在很可惜。
It is such a pity.
所以今天如果要叫神的家美丽
，So if you want to beautify God's house today,
每个弟兄姊妹都开始起来读圣经。
Every brothers and sisters must read His word.
尤其是年轻弟兄姊妹
，especially the youth,
好好的起来读圣经。
You need to read the Bible.
呀，背圣经。
You need to memorize it.
我这个人呢，记忆力不大好。
Personally, I don't have a great memory.
但是我年轻时候，我们弟兄们带我背圣经啊。
But when I was young, other brothers lead us to memorize the Bible.
虽然我这个记忆力不好，但是我也跟着背。
Even though I don't have a great memory, but I follow them.
记得那个时候，我就找圣经中简单的一卷来背。
When I was young, I find simple verses to memorize.
我就把背这个腓立比书，我说这个比较简单。
So I started memorizing Philippians because I thought it was easy.
把腓立比书四章呢，从头到尾把它背下来。
And to memorize the entire chapter 4 of Philippians.
每次去聚会的时候
，And whenever I go to congregation. Because I ride a bicycle.
所以我在一骑上脚踏车，我就开始背。
And I start memorizing as soon as I step on my bicycle.
什么也不看，就这么背。
And I don't look at anything else.
骑到会所门口，刚好背一遍。
Until I was at the doorsteps.
散了会。
And when the meeting
我也不要跟别人讲话。
I don't speak with anyone.
推着脚踏车又上去又背。
And got back on my bicycle.
上去就背，从会所一直背到家里，又背一遍。
And all the way to home, I start memorizing.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters.
但是今天。
And today,
我看看许多年轻的弟兄姊妹
，I see many youth,
看见读的话都没兴趣
，They have no interest in reading God's words.
你们也读啊
，You read it,
但是并没有那么爱慕的心
，But you don't have this heart that admires the words.
所以这是教会荒凉的原因
，This is one of the reason the church is desolate.
是神的家不美丽的原因
，This is one of the reason that the church, God's church, is not beautiful.
所以如果我们在这里建立神的家。
So if we want to build God's house,
要美化神的家
，and to beautify His house,
要神的家有秩序
，and that to establish order in His house,
需要把神的话带进来。
We need to bring His words into the house.
弟兄姊妹们，
so、
每个人都开始背，开始来读主的话。
Everyone must read His words.
一定要有人能熟读神的话语。
That we must become well versed.
我们知道以斯拉不容易。
We know that it's not easy for Ezra.
因为他的环境是巴比伦呐。
Because his stay was in Babylon.
那是个荒凉的地方。
It was a place of ruin.
那没有多少人爱主的。
There weren't many people that loved the Lord.
但是暗中读主的话。
But he read the Lord's words.
他居然把主的话读通了。
And he became proficient in God's word.
他是通达。
He was well versed.
耶和华律法的一个人。
The law of the Lord.
今天在这个末了的时代。
In the end of the days.
神要寻找这样的人。
God is searching for this type of people.
有这样的人把神的话带到聚会里面。
An individual who brings the word of the Lord into the church.
这个聚会才能变得美丽。
So the meetings can become beautiful.
所以今天教会在地上啊。
So the church in this world today.
这个美丽不是礼拜堂美丽。
The beauty is not the beauty of the sanctuary.
欧洲在美国看很多礼拜堂很美丽。
In the U.S., there are many sanctuaries that's beautiful.
这两天我姊妹说这边有个天主堂也很美丽。
My sister said there was a Catholic church that was beautiful.
这外面的美丽。
It was a beauty on the outside.
弟兄姊妹，神的家的美丽是有神的话。
God's house beauty is in His word.
所以这个文士以斯拉。
So Ezra the scribe.
他因为熟读神的话语。
He was well versed in God's word.
他在神手中是个珍贵的器皿。
He was a useful vessel to God.
神就叫他做了第二次回归的领袖。
So God called him to return the second time.
他就带领以色列的百姓回到耶路撒冷。
So he led the Israelites back to Jerusalem.
他把律法带回来。
And he also brought back the laws.
那么最宝贵的是什么呢？
What is most precious here?
在以斯拉记第七章。
In Ezra chapter 7.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我希望这句话大家都记住。
I hope that you may remember this verse.
特别青年弟兄姊妹。
Especially the younger brothers.
牢记这些话。
To keep it close to your hearts.
因为这是全本圣经中。
Because it is one of the most important things.
唯一个人。
The only person.
告诉我们怎样读圣经。
That tells us how to read the Bible.
圣经中给我们看见读经最好的方法。
The Bible tells us the best way to read the words.
我年轻时候呢。
When I was young.
因为想把圣经读好。
I want to read the Bible
correctly. 到处去找人呢。
And
问怎么读圣经。
And I asked around and consulted how to read the Bible.
好的读经方法。
To get the better method of reading the Bible.
但是有一天呢，我读到了以斯拉记第七章第十节。
But then I came across the book of Ezra, chapter 7, verse 10.
哎呀，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我说原来圣经中已经把读经的方法告诉我们了。
So the Bible has told us the best method to read the words.
因为以斯拉呢，把他的经验告诉我们。
Because Ezra told us through his experience.
这是最好的一个读经方法。
This is the best way to read the words.
你们有圣经可以把圣经以斯拉记第七章第十节翻开来。
If you can turn to Ezra chapter 7.
我们来看看以斯拉是怎么读圣经的。
Let's look at how Ezra read the Bible.
那么这里呢，说以斯拉定制考究，遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
For Ezra has set his heart to study the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach his statutes and law rules in Israel.
以斯拉告诉他怎么读圣经呢？
Ezra, how did Ezra tell us to read the Bible?
第一件事是定制。
The first thing is to set our hearts.
我们晓得这句中文的话呢，不够那么清楚。
I guess in Chinese is not so clear.
我年轻时候年长弟兄们告诉我，你读圣经要立志。
When I was young, the elders tell us that I need to set a goal.
因此我就立志。
So I was inspired.
我不知道立了多少志。
I don't know how many inspiration and goals I set.
就像保罗讲的，立志为善由得你，行出来由不得你。
It is the Paul tells, setting the inspiration and working it is different.
所以我一段时间立志，又立志，六志，你不立了几十个志。
And I made goals after goals, inspiration after inspiration.
原来他的意思不是这样的。
It is not so.
他的意思是说呢，你要把你的心对准神的话。
The meaning is that you have to align your heart to God's will.
这什么意思？简单的说就是，读圣经是用心读的。
Reading the Bible has to be with your heart.
哎呀，我们呢把圣经一打开了，就动头脑，对不对
？When we open the Bible, we use our brain.
No, 以斯拉讲错了。
Ezra said no, it is wrong.
读圣经不是用头脑。
Reading the Bible is not with our brain.
读圣经是用心读的。
But we read it through our heart.
哎呀，这多么宝贵呀
！How precious is this?
弟兄姊妹们，用头脑读很难的。
It is very difficult to read with our brain.
用心读。
To read it with our heart.
那么这里告诉我们说呢，弟兄姊妹们，你首先要把你的心归给主。
First, you have to offer up your heart to the Lord.
你要爱主。
You have to love the Lord.
因为呢，圣经中，尤其到新约圣经里面呢。
Because especially in the New Testament,
告诉我们新约圣经大部分都是书信，是信 letters.
Many parts of the New Testament are epistles, the letters.
什么叫做信呢？
What are letters?
我们写信给一个朋友，写信给一个亲人。
When we write letters to our friends or family,
我们等是以心对心呢，对不对？
It is heart to heart.
所以你读这个亲友的信的时候呢，是要用心的。
So when you read a letter from a friend,
尤其年轻人啊，恋爱的时候啊
，especially younger folks who are in a relationship, and you write love letters.
哇，收到情书好宝贵呀
！The love letters are so precious.
哎呦，仔细的读啊
！You read it so carefully.
以前我跟我姊妹两个也是通信的。
I used to write letters for my wife as
well. 她在台湾，
我
在美国。
She was in Taiwan, I was in U.S.
我每天在那里等信。
And I was always waiting for letters.
哇，信一来好高兴啊
！And once the letters arrived, I was rejoicing.
现在有时候回去读那个信。有时候很无聊的写的，没什么了不起。
And once you go back to read those letters, some of them were pretty boring.
哎，但是当时读的时候心里面很快乐，对不对
？At that time when you read those letters, you were rejoicing.
为什么你是用心读的信
？Because you were reading the letters with your heart.
多么重要的事情呢
？How important was that?
所以今天你如果你们爱主
，So today if you love the Lord,
你把心归给主
，And you offer up your heart,
你有爱就有心呐。
If you have love, then you have the heart.
哈，所以呢，早晨起来到主跟前，不是把打开圣经用头脑。
So if you wake up in the morning and open the Bible, it's not with your brain.
有点时间来亲近主。
Get to come closer to God.
跟主交通。
To communicate with him.
然后呢，打开主的话来读。
And then you open up the Bible to read His words.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
要用心读。
To read it with your heart.
当你用心读的时候。
Once you read it with your heart.
你就很细，读得很细。
Then you will read it attentively.
啊，今天我们很多时候弟兄姊妹们读圣经的一目十行，哎呀，快快就读过去了。
Many brothers and sisters today read the Bible and they just skim through all the lines.
不，弟兄姊妹要用心读。
You have to read it with your heart.
所以呢，你要把圣经读得熟。
You have to become well versed in the Bible.
要读仔细。
And read it carefully and attentively.
啊，那么才会熟。
So that you'll be familiar with it.
你熟了，你才能够真正的来用。
Once you are familiar, then you can use it.
所以，请我们记得。
Let's remember.
因为我们的时间的缘故啊。
Because of the matter of time.
我没有办法详细的说明。
I cannot go into detail.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经是用心读的，你记住这句。
The Bible should be read with your heart.
不是用头脑。
It's not with your brain.
不需要去研究它。
We don't have to research it.
你有爱主的心，自然读主的话就容易。
Once you have the love for the Lord, then you can read it.
你们知道圣经中最难读的是什么吗
？Do we know what's the hardest part to read in the Bible?
就是历代志一章到第九章。
And it's the book of Chronicles, First Chronicles, the first chapter.
你们知道那是什么吗
？Do you know what it is?
一个大的家谱。
It is a very large genealogy.
我年轻的时候呢，我就不懂。
When I was young, I could not understand it.
我说神啊，你把这个家谱放那干嘛
？I asked God, why do you put this genealogy here?
你不是为难我们吗？对不对啊
？Are you putting some hardship on me?
又那么大，那个一章到九章都是个大家谱。
The whole chapter 1 to 9 is all genealogy.
那里面什么人我也不认识。
I don't even recognize these people.
读起来很困难。
And it's very hard to read their names.
后来我发现很多大的解经家呢，都跳过去啊。
I came to realize that many expositors just skip these parts. They don't even read it.
他从第十章开始解。
They read from chapter 10.
弟兄姊妹们，感谢主，有一次主的爱充满我。
There was once that God's love filled me.
哎呀，我在与主们交通的非常美好。
And my communication with God was perfect.
那天我就读历代志上第一章第一节，一直读到第九章。
And I read First Chronicles from chapter 1 to all the way to chapter 9.
每个名字我都不放弃。
I did not give up on any of the names.
哎呦，我还读得津津有味呢。
And I was reading it with
应该奇妙吗
enjoyment, such miracles.
所以有心跟没有心差的很多啊。
So there's a difference between reading with your heart.
所以你读主的话要没有心就读起来一点味道都没有。
So if you do not read the Lord's word with your heart.
刚才我们读那句话说，耶和华的律法比蜂房下地的蜜更甘甜。
The Lord's word is sweeter than the honey from the comb, honeycomb.
弟兄姊妹，这句话对你来讲是真的吗
？Is it true to you, brothers and sisters?
你一打开主的话，真的如比蜜还甘甜吗
？If you open up the book of the Lord, is it sweeter than honey?
很多基督徒都告诉我们，一读圣经就想睡觉。
Many Christian brothers tell us when they open up the Bible, they become sleepy.
一读圣经，味如嚼蜡，一点味道都没有。
They lost their interest in reading the words.
因为你没有用心。
Because you didn't use your heart.
你如果用心。
If you use your heart,
哦，甘甜的不得了。
Then it becomes sweet.
弟兄姊妹，这是真的。
Brothers and sisters,
我想我不能再多形容。那么第二件事情
，The second thing，
啊，他说你要考究。
You have to
seek，
啊，
就要追求主话的那个真实的意义。
You have to seek the truth in the Lord's words。
啊，那么这是很重要的一件事情。
This is very important。
啊，那么你首先读了，然后你再去追寻它的意义。
You first have to read it, and then you can seek its truth.
哇，我这些年也是，当你里面真的开始有心读主的话
Once you truly have this heart to desire after the Lord's words,
然后你是很羡慕能明白神话语里面真实的意义。
And you thirst after the truth in His words.
我常常说主啊，你说这句话到底什么意思、啊、
？Sometimes I ask, what do you mean, God?
甚至我就会一个字一个字的去追寻。
I will read it word by word.
啊，我就发觉，因为希腊文的每个字都有很丰富的意思在里面。
Because in Hebrew, every word has a very different meaning.
哎呀，你就开始在那里追寻追寻。
And you begin to seek.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
这样，你就开始深入所神的话语。
This is how you delve deep into God's words.
哇、哦，神的话语深入，你感觉里面多么的丰富啊
！Once you are deep in His words, you can see the abundance.
那真是一个无尽的宝藏。
It is a great treasure,
充满亮光
full of light,
充满了生命的供应
and full of life's provision.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
你看看圣经在我们的手中那么宝贵
you can see how precious is the Bible in our hands.
可惜很多基督徒从来没享受过那个里面的好处
but many Christians could not enjoy the satisfaction in the Bible.
所以第二件事情就是要去这个考究
so the second thing is to seek.
然后下面就遵行
And then the third is to obey.
我常常听见基督徒祷告啊。
I hear often many Christians when they pray.
不是光要听道，我们要行道，对不对
？Not only do we listen, but we have to obey.
你怎么行啊
？How can we obey and work?
你从字面上去行，你很难行的。
On paper, it is very hard to do.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
是的，去做很重要。
It is so. It is important to do it.
我们要让神的话能应验在我们的生活里。
We need to fulfill God's words in our lives.
要叫神的话在我们生活中成为实际。
That His words may become testimonies in our lives.
Become
reality in our lives.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们要晓得哈
，we need to know that
有个重要的原则。
There's a very important principle.
只有爱神的话。受神话语支配的人
，Only if you love the Lord and be administered by His words,
controlled by God's word,
controlled by His words.
这样的人呢，才能用神的话来支配神的工作。
Only then, who are controlled by God's word, can you do God's works.
所以这个度就经历，你要经历神的话很重要。
It is important to experience God's words.
今天我们读神的话，神的话是神的话，我们的经历是我们的经历。不没有关系。
Today when we read God's words, God's word is the words, but our experience is our experience.
但什么时候神的话一在我们身上成为经历了
？But once His words become experience in our life,
非常的宝贵。
Then it becomes very precious.
所以你这样就有丰富可以供应别人了。
Then you have this abundance that you can provide to others.
你把你从主话语里面的经历拿来分享，那个就是生命的供应了。
That you spread this abundance from God's words to others.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们只有在经历神的话语上。你才能经历真正的能力。
Only after you experience His words, then you experience His power.
弟兄姊妹们，在新约时代中，我们怎么样能做到这件事情呢
？How can we do this in the New Testament time?
顺服圣灵在你里面的带领。
To obey the leading of the Holy Spirit inside you.
约翰晚年说叫我们顺服恩膏的教训。
In the later years, John told us to obey the anointing.
我们这样自然能够施行神的话语。
So that we may obey His and do His works.
让神的话在我们身上成为实际。
So that God's words may become in reality.
这是经历圣灵的教导。
So after the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵被称作是真理的灵啊。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the truth.
所有主的话都是圣灵引我们进入的。
All God's words enter through us through the Holy Spirit.
哎呀，一进入那就是。宝贵的不得了。
Once it enters us, it becomes precious.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
有很多人生病的时候
，many who became sick,
喜欢引一句话说
，they like to use this one verse.
啊，就是说呢，好像呢，这个神的话能使我们得到医治。
That God's word can help us recover.
但是我们常常应用神的话，它也不 work， 对不？上面不实行。
But sometimes when we use God's words, they don't work.
但是呢，如果有圣灵说了这句话
，But if the Holy Spirit spoke it，
你在用的时候呢
，And then you use it，
它就有能力出来了。
Then there will be power and ability.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
要靠着圣灵遵行神的话。
By the Holy Spirit, we need to obey the God's words.
不仅这样
，And not just so。
他这里告诉我们
It tells here,
他说又将律例典章教训以色列人
and to teach his statutes and rules in Israel.
这个教训,
this teaching,
教导,
it teaches,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
就是要用神的话,
it's to use God's words.
在教会里面讲道用神的话,
in church, the sermons use God's words.
交通也是用神的话,
so it's communication.
所以要把神的话能够运用出去。
So we need to be able to use God's words.
我刚刚跟你讲，我的记忆力不太好。
So I just told you that I don't have a good memory.
我的圣经所以熟啊。
Even though, because the reason I'm familiar with the Bible.
我是用熟的。
用。
我是用。
I use it. It's because I use it.
因为主呼召我出来侍奉他。
Because God called me to serve.
我需要常常讲道。
I need to preach.
我讲了几十年了。
I preach for decades.
越用越熟，越用越熟。
The more I use, the more I become well versed.
我不需要去背。
So I don't have to memorize it.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
圣经越用越熟。
The more you use the Bible, the more familiar it becomes.
今天呢，讲道、交通都需要运用神的话。
Sermons and communication, we need to use God's words.
这个律例和典章就是呢，把神的话运用出来。
Statutes and rules are supposed to be used.
这个律例的 status 啊。
Statutes.
这个意思呢，简单就是有属灵的原则。
There's a principle of the Holy Spirit.
你从圣经里面读出属灵的原则。
If you read the principles of the Holy Spirit,
有原则的时候你就可以运用。
Once you know the principles, you can use it.
啊，这个典章呢
？And the rules,
ordinances,
or ordinances.
这个 ordinances 可以讲的属灵生活侍奉的细则。
It is rules in serving.
所以你看见我们说读主的话，
so、when,
主的话是很浓缩的啊 ，concentrate.
So when you read God's words, it is very concentrated.
那么我们需要把它解开来。
And we need to digest it.
有的是属灵的原则解开了。
And the Holy Spirit's principle become digested.
有的
是
生活运用的细节解开来了。
And many small details in life
are digested. 这样才能够产生一定的一个功用。
Then it will be functionable.
所以我们看见以斯拉把他自己个人读经的这个经历告诉我们。
So Ezra told us his experience from reading the Bible.
而这个读经的经历就是圣经中最好的读经方法。
And this experience is the best way to read the Bible.
很简单，我们请记得啊。
Just put simply,
定制、考究、遵行和教训四件事情。
定制
就是
set apart, set your heart.To read it, to seek it, and to use it.
To do it.
To do it and follow.
然后 to teach it.
And to teach it.
啊，这四件事情。
These four things.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们需要在主的话语上面有这样的一个操练啊。
Brothers and sisters, we need to work on this, upon God's words.
所以在巴比伦。
So in Babylon.
以斯拉把神的话都说了。
Ezra became well versed and proficient in God's words.
他就把律法书带来了。
And he brought in the laws.
那么他也把历史书带来了。
And he also brought in the book of the history.
那么后来我们知道尼希米就根据他带来的历史书呢。
And then we know that later on Nehemiah based on the books.
安排了属于祭司们的服事。
He set up the structure for all the priests.
那个这个我们留着明天来交通。
And we'll lead this for tomorrow.
感谢神啊。
Thank God.
以斯拉不仅熟读神的话。
Ezra was not just proficient.
他完全相信神的话。
He wholeheartedly believed in God's word.
他因神的话产生信心。
From God's words, he became faithful.
所以当时的王对他很好啊。
So the king back then was nice to Ezra.
给他大批的金银。
And gave Ezra huge wealth.
啊，他说你拿这个金银回去啊，去这个给圣殿用。
He told Ezra to take up the gold and silver and to be used in the temple.
圣经里讲说还说什么呢？如果呢有多余的，你可以随意用。
And there were extra leftovers. You can use it however you want.
哇，我想我们最喜欢后面这句话。对对
I believe we all love the later part.
如果人把钱给我们说这些呢用着做，然后剩下你可以随便用，哎呀，那多好啊
！If someone gives you money and you spend it on whatever you want.
你知道这个王给他的钱是不得了多的钱呐、
啊。The king gave Ezra a great abundance of gold and silver.
第二批回归的人又很少。
But there was few who returned the second time.
很多都是老弱妇孺。
There were elders and children and women.
那么那条路遥远又很危险。
And the path was long and dangerous.
要走好几个月。
You had to travel for months.
那个中间呢有很多盗贼的。
And there were many thieves.
那么你知道那个以斯拉说呢，他已经告诉王说神的手会帮助我们。
But Ezra told the king that Lord will help them.
那里有一句话说是很好。
One verse said,
他说我可以去求王。
I can ask the king.
王就会派军队来保护。
The king will send his army to protect us.
但是以斯拉说呢，我引以为耻，我依靠君王是羞耻。
But Ezra found it shameful to ask the king for protection.
我们祷告。
He said, "Let's pray."
三天祷告。
And pray for 3 days.
祭司祷告。
The priest prays.
祷告完了，全心依赖神。
And afterwards, they wholeheartedly rely on the Lord. 带着
这些这么多的钱。
And bring all this wealth.
带着这么多软弱的人。
And all these people who are weak.
就回到耶路撒冷。
And to return back to Jerusalem.
大有信心。
Ezra had great faith.
因为神的话。
Because of the Lord's word.
所以弟兄姊妹，他不仅读神的话，他相信神的话。
Not only does he read it, but he believes in it.
所以他到了这个耶路撒冷之后呢。
So after he got into Jerusalem.
他就把这些金银全部奉献在那个圣殿里面。
He devoted all the treasures to the temple.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
他在那里拿着秤呢，一点一点的，一点点清清楚楚的秤给祭司们。
And he weighed out each gold and silver on the weight to the priest.
他没有保留一点点为着他的自己。
He did not keep any to himself.
全心为着神的家。
And wholeheartedly to God's house.
他可以用这些钱的。
He can use
it. 君王是告诉他可以用这些钱。
He can use it for himself because the king says so.
但他完全不用的。
But he didn't use it.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们看见以斯拉是一个守节心清的人。
Ezra was a man who was pure.
所以他是一个宝贵的器皿。
He was a precious vessel.
今天在神的家中。
In the Lord's house today.
实在是需要主兴起贵重的器皿。
We need important vessels.
那么后来我们知道，到了耶路撒冷以后呢，以色列百姓中出现了很多败坏的事情。
And afterward, when they came to Jerusalem, there were many things that were broken.
他们在那里呢，我们看见仇敌在那做了一个腐败的工作。
Enemies did something that was corruptible.
结果把神的家变得很丑陋。
It tainted, corrupted, polluted God's house.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
那么。以斯拉深深地知道他们得罪神。
Ezra knew deeply that they have sinned against God.
哎呀，因为以斯拉是那样知道神的话语的宝贵。
Because he knows how precious God's words are.
因神的话认识神。
And he came to know God.
所以他看见他们所犯的错误。
So once he saw their mistakes.
他就非常的害怕。
He became appalled.
他撕破衣服。
He tore his garments.
那么他在神面前呢，惊惧忧闷。
Before God, he was weeping and deeply
sad. 然后在那里认罪祷告。
And he repented and prayed before the Lord.
他很痛苦。
He was in agony.
以色列百姓有很多人已经跟当地的人杂婚通婚了，已经变得混杂了。
Because the Israelites intermarried with foreigners.
所以他知道这件事情是大大的得罪神的。
Ezra knew that this was a great sin against God.
所以他就认罪祷告。
So he repented and prayed before God.But miraculously,
他的认罪祷告啊
his prayer,
首先感动了那些孩子们
at first, influenced the children,
年轻人受感动
it moved the hearts of the young
就好像教会里面或者儿童班受感动
just like almost as if it's the children's Sunday school that were moved
他们受感动
they were moved
他们一感动啊结果呢所有的民众都受感动
and after they were moved, everyone was moved
不仅以斯拉在那里呢、哦、惊惧忧闷在那里哭泣
not just Ezra who was weeping
全体的百姓都痛苦。
All Israelites were weeping.
他们就愿意悔改。
They were willing to repent.
感谢主，他们愿意听神的话。
Thank the Lord, they were willing to listen to God's words.
神就叫他们和神重新立约。
And they reestablished a covenant.
离弃这个罪恶。
To move away from the sin.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以这里告诉我们。
It tells us here.
没有神的话。
Without God's words.
就没有权柄
then there is no authority.
没有权柄就没有秩序
and without authority there is no order.
你就没有办法维持整个教会的这个正常的光景
then you cannot maintain the status in the church.
所以我们看见在初期教会的时候
so in the beginning of erecting churches
在使徒行传二章四十节
in the book of Acts chapter 2
那个时候耶路撒冷教会非常美丽
at that time the JerusalemChurch, the church in Jerusalem was
beautiful
because they obeyed the teachings of the apostles. They were willing to listen to God's
words. 被神的儿女尊重。
They were respected. God's word was respected.
并且他们有交通，他们也擘饼也祷告。
And they had breaking of bread and prayer and everything.
教会的光景非常的美丽。
So the condition in the church was beautiful.
在教会历史上也是一样。
So was it in the church?
什么时候神的话
whenever God's words
被忽略。
Was ignored.
你看天主教多厉害啊
If you look at the Catholic churches,
把这个圣经用铁链锁起来
they were chained up,
不准人读圣经
that no one can read it.
所以呢，造成了欧洲 教会历史上千年的大黑暗。
It led to a thousand year of darkness in European.
多少丑陋的事情显在神的百姓当中。
And many ugly things were done.
到后来我们知道是因为神的话被解开了。
And afterward, when once the Lord's words were revealed.
我刚刚讲，一直到十八世纪。
Until the 18th century,
19世纪
,19th century, and 20th century,
21世纪
to 21st century,
主的话大大的被解开。
God's words was greatly revealed.
神的荣耀也重新回到神的百姓当中。
And his glory returned back to his people.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
今天
today,
我们需要重视神的话。
We need to see it as importance of God's words.
需要爱慕神的话。
To admire his words.
神的家能够美丽。
So that his house may be beautified.
是因为有神的话语。
And if it's beautified, it's because of his words.
神的话语如果在我们中间有权柄。
And if God's words has authority among us.
教会就有一定的秩序。
Then there will be order in the church.
教会有秩序。
And once there's order.
教会自然就是美丽的。
Then the church naturally will be beautiful.
所以第二批的回归。
So the second returning.
神就是借着以斯拉。重新美化神的殿。
And through Ezra, God beautified his temple.
他把神的家法带回来。
He brought back God's laws.
神的家是有家法的。
God's house has his laws.
教会的秩序规矩是根据神的家法。
The order and rules in the churches are based on God's laws.
所以愿在今天这个时代中。
So I hope that in today's generation,
很多神的儿女们都不重视神的话语。
When many children of God does not care about God's words,
忽略神话语的时候
，and ignored His words,
但愿主在我们中间
，I hope that among us that God
能兴起许多的以斯拉
，can erect many Ezras among us,
在我们暗中的生活里
，and in our lives,
在神的话语上下功夫
，that we will spend our efforts and time into His words,
熟读神的话语
，to read it.
今天神的心迫切。
That God is urgent, 就是要得着一些人
真正明白他心意的。
To seek people who are truly after His will.
愿主因这些话祝福我们弟兄姊妹。
I hope that God may bless us through these words.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you from the bottom of our heart.
直到今天，你仍旧把你的话放在我们的手中。
That today you still put your words into our hands.
但是我们承认我们有亏欠。
But we confess that we fell short before you.
因为我们并没有一个爱慕的心，好好的读你自己的话。
Because we lack the heart that admires you and to read your, that admires reading your words.
以至于神的家中就有很大的缺陷。
And so that there are many flaws in your church.
我们求你吸引我们。
We ask that you may draw us closer to you.
借着你的灵，把你的爱浇灌下来。
And by your Holy Spirit, you may shower us with your love.
让我们弟兄姊妹们不仅爱主
that we may not just love you,
也爱慕主的话语
but also love your words.
主得着多人愿意在你的话语上面下功夫
that many will become willing to spend effort into reading
words. 愿意在你的话中与你有交通
and to be able to speak with you through your words.
愿意能够深入你话语的意义。
To delve deeper into your meanings of your words.
也能把这个丰富从你的话语中释放出来。
And to release the abundance from your words.
我们求你做工。
We ask that you may work
吸引我们所有的人。
Draw us closer to you.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with our hearts.
愿你在这里建立你自己的家。
That you may build your house here today.
也因着你的话，使你的家变得美丽。
And through your words, your house may be beautified.
所以我们在你面前恳求你
Lord, we ask before you,
我们相信你听我们的祷告
we know that you will listen
也相信你一切一定会做工
we believe that you will do your work.
我们把荣耀归给你
we give you all the glory.
听我们的祷告
May you listen to our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In Jesus' precious name we pray
Amen,
Amen.